Each one of us in this room, Shaitan has his way. What will work on you will not work on me. And what will work on me will not work on you. No way he's going to come to you and say, don't pray Isha, you will go to Jannah. He's not going to say that because you're not going to listen. What are you going to say? Tired, 5-10 minutes. Let me take a nap and then I'll wake up. I will have more energy. Right? You're laughing because that's what we hear. Or you are looking through social media and something in you says, come on, stop it. Go and pray Isha and go to bed. And you're going to say, only 5 minutes, only 10 minutes, and nothing wrong. I'm just checking the news. This is all him. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu dua. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa dua'in la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. When I was debating should I travel to study or not, one of the advices I was given by a physician actually, but he's subhanallah, may Allah make him better, attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was his advice. And he said, Doctora, and he says in English, no actually he said in Arabic, he said, إذا كان قلبك معلق بالله لا يضر بأي بلاد الله تكونين. And I'll translate. He said, if your heart, and this is to everybody, if your heart is attached to Allah, it doesn't matter on which land of Allah you will be living in. So whether it's Dallas, whether it's Houston, whether it is England, Europe, Africa, it's all his land, his earth, his creation. The question is, where is my heart? So before I start, I want you all to refocus. It's usually very difficult after a break, after food, after salah, to bring you back. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah always makes things easy. And I'm going to start with a story. And so you know, why did I write a book? I am not a writer. I never thought in any moment in my life that I will write a book. And I'm very honest. So I normally do series, and some of you may watch it on Tuesdays, and this is actually in the masjid. I live in Irvine, Islamic Center of Irvine. And I was giving this, and it was the topic of today, which was that sins, it's a series, it was 9 weeks. I can't remember which week was that, but it was, the topic is that sins will sever your, weaken and then sever your relationship with Allah. And in front of me, very close to me, was also, alhamdulillah, many, many, many sisters, and one young woman, young girl, actually. And I thought she was not Muslim. Didn't look like a Muslim. She was fair. She was not the person you see it. But she was so focused. And I said, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You know what? She's listening. It doesn't matter. Allah opened the hearts. And at one point, our ancestors, not everybody was Muslim. I finished, and you know, after you finish, many people comes to you, and she came with her. No, this was, but only her. So I gave attention to her, and she said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. Then she made it in her body language that I wanted to be private. So I said, okay. So I took her on the side. We sat on the floor. She sat in front of me, and I want you to listen to this question. It's one of the most powerful questions I have ever heard, let alone from a 14-year-old. Let alone you don't think she's a Muslim. She said the following. She says, why don't I have this relationship with Allah that makes me stand up for salah? She didn't say, I don't pray. And then I said, I come to know she's Muslim. She knew what salah is. We all know, did you pray? Some of you from the Indo-Pak, you say, did you read your salah? It's very common. Right? And we say salati in the Arabic, oh, did you pray? She knew salah is a relationship with Allah. And she brought the question after I gave the whole hour about how sins weaken and sever your relationship with Allah. SubhanAllah, I left maybe a week later, I decided I'm going to do this as a book. I said, if this affected a 14-year-old, and I want it to be a very simple one, actually, it's what I said, we just transcribed it, and then, of course, we edited and added the verses. And the point I'm trying to make, and it's all about the book, Allah is My Witness, is about when we There's two things. When you really want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is to everybody, the most important thing in the step, in that process, you know what? You really want it. He looks inside you and me. He looks inside you and me and say, are you sincere? Is this is real? And he doesn't ask you, he sees and he knows. If you are sincere and by Allah you mean what you said, and I'm sure this girl, I haven't seen her afterward, I'm sure she was sincere. She really wanted to know, why doesn't she have this relationship? If you really want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will open the doors for you. Like he opened this door and he brought me here on just a short notice. Something in Houston made Sheikh Ammar join Nigeria and I join Nigeria and we meet. And it was a very short, he didn't even have time to talk, but we talked. I remember we were going to the elevator. The point, before I start my subject. And Allah said it in the Quran, and one of the most, to me, is one of the most powerful verses in your relationship with Allah and the Akhirah and the hereafter. Some of you know it, but probably have not looked at it this way. Allah said this in Surah Al-Isra. من كان يريد الآخرة. من كان يريد الآخرة. Am I right? لا. وسعى لها سعيها. نعم. ومن كان يريد الآخرة. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. Whomsoever wants the dunya, and Allah called it العاجلة, meaning the one that's quick, the one that we see. عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء. We'll give you whatever you want. And then he said the opposite, which is a very common concept in the Quran. There is always opposites. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Number one, and this is related to everything I have said so far. Whomsoever wants al-akhirah. Not I want, I want. You know what I mean? There's a difference when you say, I want to eat, and when you say, I'm very hungry, I want to eat. You're going to do everything to go and find a food. Right? Why I'm saying this? Because look what he said next, subhanah. من كان يريد الآخرة. So you, those who want the hereafter. That's it? I just want? وسعى لها سعيها. Those of you who know Arabic, دها ha al-damir ista'ud ila al-akhirah. And worked, and Allah used the word sa'il. How many of you have been to Mecca, Umrah, or Hajj? Show me hands. What is the hardest thing, especially in Umrah? Is sa'il. Because it is long and up and down, and you have to go up and make the dua, and it's seven times. It's hard. So sa'il usually in the Arabic language used for something that needs resolve, action, and you'll feel tired. And Allah says, you want the person who really wants an akhirah. That's not enough. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا and worked for it what it needs. Did not work for dunya and he wants an akhirah or she wants an akhirah. سَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا and that's not enough. And you have the third one. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن and here mu'min is a believer. We all are. But also you believe that Allah will never let you down. That when you really want something for his sake, he will give it to you. And Allah immediately says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ فَا immediately, those that they have these three criteria, كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا your hard work will be rewarded. That wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning when it is extremely cold, and you slept at 1 a.m. and you're extremely tired, but you pulled yourself out of that bed, that's sa'y. That's hard work. Remember that stand up even if it is 5 minutes. You did it for Allah. You're looking at the Akhirah. أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. He will reward you. He will never let you down. One of the main issues we have as Muslims, and correct me if I'm wrong, is two things. is number one, we do have a relationship. I can't say, this is why I told the young girl. Actually, immediately I said, say it again, I want to hear it. This is one of the most beautiful questions I heard in my life. There, at this point, she starts crying. So number one is I do have the relationship, but I don't have the relationship. Am I correct? And always to understand the deen on the daily level, not to be a scholar. Take your relationship, anybody in this room, young and old, men and women, anyone, and think of someone you love. Anybody, your children, your spouse, your friend, your parents, you really love. You feel this attachment in you, right? How you gonna, what is this relationship? How often you will remember that person? How often these days we look at our phones, I was like, maybe one message, just two lines, right? Is that the relationship we have with Allah? And as I said, we do have the relationship. We cannot, and nobody can say, shouldn't ever say you don't have a relationship with Allah. Enough you say, La ilaha illallah. Then you have it. But how strong and how persistent? Is it daily? Is it five times a day? Once a week? Monthly? From Ramadan to Ramadan? Or when I need him only? So that's number one. That absolutely leads, and this is what I'm going to come to what I want to share with you, but that's number one need analysis, as we say in medicine. Literally, you have to chop it layer by layer and say, I do have a relationship, check it. Number two, what kind? Sometimes I call it, and this is me, it's a one-way relationship. You know what's a one-way relationship? I remember him only when I need him. Look at my salah when I have an exam tomorrow. Look at my salah when I am going to go for delivery. They told me it may be a difficult one. I see this is my daily life. Or when you really need something, or when you're scared, and let's say you live in, you witnessed hurricane. May Allah protect you. And if you see on the news, like tomorrow, there could be. And what is your dua? Like now after tomorrow? Let alone how many make dua after salah. Don't tell me. That's between you and him. So I need to look at it and analyze it. I do. It's there, Ya Allah. Is it constant? Is it the same level? It's sometimes low, sometimes up. What makes it up? What makes it you? Second, where is your focus? What is your focus? There's a very common question. You hear it every, almost very common these days, especially with the youth. They say, at age 30, I don't know why they put 30, but that's how it is these days. At age 30, what's your plans? What do you think you will be in 10 years from now, in 5 years from now? Have you heard that? Speak to any person in business, that's the first question they've tell you. Right? What is your 5 years plan? One day I talked with a businessman, very successful, Muslim. And he said, I'm planning for 30 years. And I said, Subhanallah. And he said, what is wrong with it, Doctora? I said, 30 years? Do I know I'm living tomorrow? Then my next question is, what is your plan for Akhir? Do we have a plan for Akhir? Is the Akhir on my daily schedule, or on my daily plans, or on my five-year plan? True or false? This is because of the first. If my relationship with Allah is very strong, then my focus on Akhirah comes right away, because to me, Akhirah is not about Jannah and Nar. It's not about Jannah, heavens, and hellfire. Akhirah to me, the hereafter to me is, who can tell me? This is when you have the relationship. It's my appointment. Finally, I'm going to see him. Finally, as Sayyidina Bilal, when he died, he was dying. Imagine this, you and me, how scared we will be. And he said, أَهَدَ النَّقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ Muhammad and Wasahbi, Allah, tomorrow I'm going to finally see Muhammad and his companion. That's focus. That's focus. We are Muslims, humanity, extremely distracted. I wouldn't say just distracted, extremely distracted. And definitely the Muslim in number one. Distracted, everything else. And I say this to myself before anyone. Everything else is more important. And correct me if I'm wrong. Everything is more important than Allah and the Akhirah. True or false? True or false? False? Please. No, it's okay. Let's discuss it. That's why I ask. I'm not asking you to always say yes to me. May Allah forgive my shortcomings. But when we say false, then I made a statement that he's going to take me accountable for this statement. And he's going to say, really? False? I am not distracted? When the adhan goes on, I jump from my whatever I'm doing, I throw it all the way, or I am like Sayyidina Ali ibn Zayn al-Abidin, when he goes to make wudu, they see his face completely change. He become pale. And they asked him, why, ya Imam? You're doing wudu, right? You know what he said? أَتَدْرُونَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَنْ سَأَقَرْ. Do you know who I am going to be standing in front of? Is that us? Is that us? Then are we distracted? And why we need to know this is not to make you feel bad. No, on the contrary. You're going to be very grateful to Allah that he brought me here, made me say, I didn't even get to the subject. I just looked at you and this just came into me. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remind me and you and us. Dhikr. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's in the Quran. This is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is to the Sahaba, companion. Don't feel too bad. If Allah said to the Sahaba, to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, remind them. Reminding benefit people, benefit believers. Then alhamdulillah, at least I'm a believer. And I'm benefiting from it, meaning it's making me think, alhamdulillah. And that will bring me to our topic. The reason we are distracted, and please forgive me, and I want everyone in this room today, go home and start paying attention to this relationship. Pay attention to this relationship, then Allah will show you. Salat al-Isha time comes in. Right? Let's say 8 o'clock. You finish dinner and everything. That's our daily life. There's nothing haram in here. Okay? Normally, what do we do? Most of us, if not all of us, we're tired, we're exhausted, it's the end of the day, we had a long day. That's the usual. Doesn't matter what you do, but that's the usual. Don't we sit on a couch or we sit in the living room? Most of us. The young, everybody goes to their room these days, unfortunately. What do we do? Young and old. I want downtime, right? What do? We start watching TV. Doesn't matter what we are watching, but 99% of what we are seeing, there's something in it, something, I didn't say all of it, something in it is not pleasing to Allah. As simple as an ad, right? Let alone if I'm on my social media and I'm going through TikTok, IG, Facebook, it depends on your age. And this is the scenario. I was not looking for it. I was, honestly, Allah is my witness, he's seeing me, I was looking for something. I wanted to see what is the updates of Gaza. So I was looking to see, and then something came up. And that something came up, which is very common, is not pleasing to Allah. Haram, period. And I looked at it. And then I kept looking. And then I clicked on it. Now I am silly, and now I'm committing a sin. Yes or no? I did not intend to do the sin. I didn't go on my social media to see haram. No. But I fell to the luring of the shaitan. Finished. Now I say, oh, I need to go and pray my Aisha. It's getting too late. Tell me, how was your Aisha? That's how you analyze yourself. Opposite, exactly the opposite. For some reason, the same scenario, you clipped. Most of you know me from social media. So somebody come to you and you say, what? Okay, let me click. And this person, she or he, was saying something that wooed you, that reminded you of something and made you listen. Is that pleasing to Allah? Yes or no? Yes. You finished. Go and see your salah. That is it. This is what sin does to us. Gradually, by the way. Very gradual. It's a very subtle way. Shaytan promised Allah, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your majesty. Every time I read this, and I say, subhanAllah, who is this shaytan standing in front of him, subhanah? And he is making oath by his majesty out of anger and jealousy. Wait and see what I'm going to do to them.